Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's the Wilson Sisters' Heart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy, 7 till the hour. Thank you for being here. I'm the game. Thanks for hanging out with me. Ray Keating's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the SBE Council, Small Business Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Right, Ray?
SBEcouncil.org. You can follow us on Twitter at SBE Council, and then Facebook, SBE Council. We are everywhere.
And they can find out more about your proposed, your upcoming testimony, what you said after that, all that, right?
Oh, yeah. After the testimony tomorrow, that'll be posted on the website, so you'll be able to take a look. You'll be able to look at it there, absolutely.
And maybe even the Global Innovation Index might even be there.
Yeah.
That might even be there, right, Ray?
Well, that's not ours, but I did take a look at it and wrote a little piece on it. So,
hey, Ray,
there's all sorts of good stuff on the website.
We're talking about climate change, folks, and the ideologues. And, of course, Ray and I are not ideologues. And the reason we're not, folks, is because we're prepared to discuss this intellectual honesty, and the ideologues are not. And Ray, I've been beating up President Obama because I do believe he is an ideologue in chief. But I have to say this. So people, I'm an equal opportunity to disser. I've been railing against the Republicans, too, for 16 years, as well as the Democrats. President Bush as well. Because it's incredible to me, Ray. It's almost criminal. It is criminal, as far as I'm concerned. Or to use one of the President Obama's administration's terms, it's economically unpatriotic for America not to have a national energy policy. We don't have one of those, Ray. How absurd is that?
Well, it depends on what you mean by that. And you know, going
where there's a group. Who are putting together supply, demand, research, innovation, and regulation all together.
No.
Why not?
No, we don't want that. We want the market to take care of it. That's
okay,
what markets are for.
I know you, well, you know that's what I want too, but my point is we need to be able to, there's some things that help with that without being overbearing, and they're not part of the solution. Those different organizations are not working together right now.
Well, you know, let's look at what the process has accomplished real quick in the last few years. What have we gone from? We have gone from a nation that was going to be dependent on foreign sources of energy as far as the eye can see, and now we are literally an energy superpower.
We could be self-sufficient.
We're going there. We are, if government gets out of the way, that's the key.
That's part of the plan I'm talking about.
Well, if that's the plan, then I'm on board.
Yeah.
Because when you look at oil and natural gas, we are now the largest producer base of the planet. We will soon, if government gets policy right and gets out of the way effectively, we are going to start exporting in a serious way in terms of oil and natural gas. If government stops punishing the coal industry, the only thing that's been growing in coal in recent years is, guess what, exports.
Yeah.
So tremendous opportunity here, but when we talk about energy policy, I will agree with you if you're talking about get government out of the way.
I'm talking about a plan where we bring everybody together and we say, okay, over the next 50 years, we're going to develop alternative energy, but we're only going to bring it online. It's only going to be dictated to anybody when it actually is viable, and over 50 years, let's say, we're going to phase out carbon and we're going to phase in renewable.
Well, why would we do that if that doesn't make the most economic sense?
But government can help with that through research and transfer.
My point is that we have entrepreneurs out there that have transformed every industry on the planet, including energy. Again, how did we become this energy superpower all of a sudden? It's because of private sector innovation in terms of hydraulic fracturing, horizontal drilling. That's the same thing that's going to happen when you're talking about alternative energy. The government has dumped all into solar and wind for so long, and it's been useless, it's been wasted. Yeah. Leave it to the private sector.
Yeah, I agree with that. got to be some teamwork there, Ray. Regardless of who has what influence, the market in America is not unilateral. There's going to be some government involvement. The government could be a partner with them.
I disagree. Well, you don't want government involved. You don't.
What about technology transfer? What about technology transfer? What's wrong with that?
Why do we need government in any of this, Jim? I don't get it.
You and I disagree a little bit on that, but don't let that taint your testimony tomorrow, Ray.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. SBEcouncil.org, right?
Absolutely, and again on Twitter.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon. Good luck tomorrow. Give him heck. You know what I mean.
All right, thank you, sir. Take care.
Right. Quick break. Got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. Blasting Game, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.